This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Forces loyal to rival Libyan army commander Khalifa Haftar said that Saturday they seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli, 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government. Edward Uranian reports.
Spokesman says that Air Force planes loyal to Haftar had launched at least 4 raids near the Bab al-Aziziyah military compound south of the capital, but that there were no casualties. He claimed, however, that planes from the nearby town of Misrata, which opposes Haftar, killed a number of civilians in a raid over the town of Garyen, which Haftar now controls. As the fighting appeared to spread, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres insisted during a visit to Jordan that the UN would never give up its support for the Libyan people. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salameh, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely.
Ed Uranian reporting for VOA. Officials in southwestern Iranian province of Khuzestan have ordered the evacuation of 6 more towns because of flooding. That flooding has placed about 400,000 people in the province at risk. Authorities say at least 70 people have died. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians in the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. He is competing for votes with small far-right parties who advocate annexation. This is